to answer questions that have been raised so far. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me the floor again. I also would like to thank all the members, states who have spoken so far. This interactive dialogue is becoming lively and obviously encouraging to me and also to my delegation. I also would like to thank the member states for their kind words of sympathy and condolences on the loss of life and property after the massive earthquake that Nepal experienced on 25th April this year. The devastating earthquake caused a serious damage to the loss to the life and property. Almost 9,000 people are killed, and almost 7 billion loss on economic terms has been estimated. This devastation has also caused an enormity of challenges to the overall transformation of our society. It has considerably constrained our ability to protect the rights of those affected by the devastation. However, the government is fully committed to addressing the challenges through timely recovery and reconstruction works. The assurances of support expressed by our neighbors and other friendly countries, as well as the international organizations, has been quite encouraging. I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere thanks and appreciation to the international community for their generous support. Mr. President, I also would like to thank the member states who have expressed their support and encouragement on the promulgation of the new constitution. Drafting of the new constitution through Constituent Assembly in itself was a very difficult task, especially in a country like Nepal, having a diverse socio-cultural complexity. But despite that, we have been able to draft and promulgate the new constitution, which is truly a democratic and inclusive constitution. It has incorporated all the democratic values and norms of human rights. Now the challenges before us is the implementation of the Constitution. Let me be honest with you that some of the measures, some of the provisions that we have incorporated in the Constitution are at a level, at a quite an ambitious level. Implementation of those provisions are definitely a big challenge, but the commitment of the government and the commitment of the political parties, commitment of the civil society, and the overwhelming support of the Nepalese population is there. So, with that in background, I would like to assure this August gathering that we will be able to effectively implement the provisions of the Constitution. Article 47 of the Constitution has categorically mentioned that the government should formulate legislation within 3 years to effectively implement some of the right issues provided in the Constitution. We have already begun that process, and within the time stipulated in the Constitution, I am sure that we'll be able to fulfill that mandatory provision. Mr. President, with this remark, I would like to request some of my colleagues to express their views on some of the issues that has been raised in this August session. I would like to request Secretary at the Prime Minister's Office, Mr. Kamal Salihamidzic, to start with.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, first of all, we appreciate advanced question and recommendation from different country and delegates regarding the transitional justice. Transitional justice mechanism has already been established to ensure the justice and reconciliation in the society. The government believes that the mechanisms will fulfill its tasks in view of the nature of the conflict. International human rights standards, practices adopted in the other jurisdictions and the verdict of the Supreme Court of Nepal. Thank you.
Now I'd